Joining me now to discuss this whole Don versus Ron potential matchup, but more importantly, the legalities and the ethics, let's say, to running for the highest office in the land. Political consultant, Roger Stone. Roger, welcome back to the program. So let's go with the legalities first. Have you heard anything we haven't heard as far as state legislators there getting ready to make a move to change the law so that Ron DeSantis will finally announce? Because let's be real, he's been making all the moves of a presidential candidate, right?
Florida very definitely has a law on the books that says if you hold state office and you want to seek federal office and the terms overlap, which in this case they would, you are required to resign from the state office. I also strongly suspect that the legislature, which is in a special session now, will repeal that law at the very, very end of the session, clearing the way for Governor DeSantis to have an open candidacy. Okay. The Federal Election Commission has a number of tests on whether one is a candidate. The complaint filed this week shows that the governor meets several of those criteria. There's also the question of whether there's unjust enrichment, which would be prohibited by law. HarperCollins, which is owned by the News Corporation, that's Rupert Murdoch, the same folks who own Fox and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, have reportedly paid the governor $2 million in an advance for his book. What do they expect to get from that? Are they trying to encourage his candidacy by paying him that money? Now, at the end of the day, all of this is symbolic for a couple reasons. First of all, Governor DeSantis is definitely running. So for those Trump supporters or those MAGA folks out there who say, oh, Stone, stop dividing us. You're just dividing us. He's not a candidate. He is most definitely running for president. Okay. Secondarily, I'm disturbed by some of the people he has around him. Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, Meghan McCain, Ken Griffin, and some of the mega globalist funders of the Never Trump movement in 2016. But by the time this complaint is actually weighed by the State Ethics Commission, a majority of the commissioners being appointed by Governor DeSantis, I suspect that it will be moot either because the state has changed the law or because the governor has given up the ghost and is an open candidate. But in the meantime, Dan, there's a number of questions. Who's paying for this book tour, which is a thinly veiled campaign announcement tour, in essence, just happens to be going to New Hampshire, Iowa, Nevada, and so on. And what do they expect to get for it? Is this an inducement to try to get the governor into the race? He's going to have unlimited rhino money. He's going to have unlimited globalist money. But what's really interesting is how in the last 24 hours, he's completely reversed his previous position on the war in Ukraine. He was a big cheerleader for the war in Ukraine and for more funding for the war in Ukraine. And now suddenly, overnight, his position appears to be identical to that of former President Trump, who wants to end this war and stop spending billions of our tax dollars while we have 370,000 homeless veterans here in the United States.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting how, and I guess I'll throw a little shade towards Fox and Tucker's way. I found it interesting how they threw out that questionnaire to the top potential candidates, Nikki, Trump, DeSantis, and a few others. And the only two that they pointed out that were against the war, of course, were Donald Trump. But they downplayed that, like long-standing Donald Trump, but really emphasized that Ron DeSantis had changed his mind and he's against the war and propping him up. And I'm seeing this movement from Fox almost on the daily, where they're putting Ron's name out there again and again. They barely mention Trump's name. If they do, it's usually a negative or something derogatory. Obviously, all the rest of the mainstream media does that constantly every damn day. They have nothing else to report on. That's why their ratings suck at CNN. But I see Fox doing that because, as you just said, look who's starting to foot the bill behind the scenes. Paul Ryan is on the board over there, right? Rupert Murdoch, we saw in the text messages, along with Tucker, Laura, and Hannity. All dislike Trump these days. doesn't think there was any election interference in 2020 and want to see new blood because, as they said, quote, some of them loathe him. So, yeah, the powers that be, the folks that we were all for getting rid of, thanks to Donald Trump in 2016, are now backing Ron. And I see people in our party starting to gravitate that way. And I'm thinking, did Trump not teach us anything, you dummies? Hello, we're going to get right back into the same mess. My opinion.
Well, you'll never get me to say anything critical of Tucker Carlson. I think he's an amazing patriot, and he's doing a lot of good for this country with his revelations regarding January 6th. I agree with you, though. However, the corporate structure at Fox seems to have centered on Ron DeSantis as their candidate, as they centered first on Marco Rubio and then Ted Cruz in 2016. The whole narrative that Fox made Trump is untrue. Actually, Trump made Fox. When Fox learned that coverage of Donald Trump drove their ratings sky high and that they could then charge substantially more for advertising, it became a symbiotic relationship that was beneficial to both of them. But that didn't happen until Trump began to vanquish the field in 2016. If you look at polling, and that's really how we have to judge this, not by our gut or our instincts or our feelings or our affections, Donald Trump begins this race in extraordinarily strong position. Not only does he have a double-digit lead, but more importantly, Dan, his supporters are very intense and they're intensely loyal. They're not going to wander because Governor Ron DeSantis suddenly decides to adopt the rhetoric of Donald Trump. I also think that the governor has to expect that his record here in Florida is going to come into closer scrutiny because it isn't always exactly what he tells you it is. So for those who say, well, he banned mask mandates in the public schools, well, if you read the small print in his executive order, he actually left it to the counties. Seven of the largest counties denied that order, defied him, and 3.6 million school children were still required to wear masks for another 18 months. His executive order saying that the school districts could not require or implement a curriculum that includes critical race theory. Well, that sounded good before the election, but right here in Broward County, the largest county in the state, the sixth largest school district in the United States, our local school board has just adopted a curriculum recommended by the Anti-Defamation League.
Oh, trust me, Raj, we've reported on a few of those falsehoods that Ron has put out there, that he was the great problem solver in some of these issues, like the Disney issue. And then when you read the fine print, a lot of that was for political gain, but a lot of the things actually didn't happen the way they portrayed them. I totally agree with you. And they're giving me the hard rap, so I'll just end with this, Raj. You know I respect you. We'll agree to disagree on some of those talent over at Fox because I read all those text messages. I know you did too. And so I've lost a lot of faith and love for most all of that primetime lineup. And that's not because they went against Trump, because when Trump's wrong, I'll go after Trump. What I'm pissed off about is don't peddle something if you don't believe in it. And that's why I have a problem with them at Fox. Roger Stone, as always, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Dan, thanks for having me.
Yep.